All right. So today I want to talk about roommates. Roommates. Yeah. You college students, some of you did not have the opportunity to choose the roommate that you have in your dorm. Some of you live off campus, and maybe you did get to choose, hey, I'm going to live with these people. We're going to try to have a good living relationship because we go to the same school and we're friends and that, this and that. And that's fine. But I want to address the ups and downs of that. Okay? The upside to it is this. If you're living in a dorm and you're paying room and board, which can be more expensive than the tuition, 9 times out of 10, well, I ain't gonna say 9 times out of 10, no. But there's a fair amount of situations where you don't choose your living partner, okay? They assign one to you. Sometimes they can try to assign one to you based off of preferences, the location of where you're living, your major, things like that. And other times it's just, hey, you just met a new person when you arrived. This will be my roommate. When you don't know the person, you want to establish some things about each other in terms of your personality, likes and dislikes, times where you'll be away, times where you'll be present. You know, privacy versus, hey, this is all inclusive, because you don't know that person, and that's fine. And that person, 9 times out of 10, will not impact your financial aid, because both of you are probably paying to be there. So you have to establish some cohesiveness. That's true. But most likely, unless y'all are just spending money too much, your dollars are not really impacting their dollars directly. When you have a roommate, either during college or after college, off campus, you really have to pay attention to how your money is affected by them and can increase and decrease because of them. Choosing the right living partner is important. When you're living off campus and when you are graduating, here's why. When you have a good roommate, one who sees money the way you see it, they're never late on their bills. They come through and say, hey, this is what I owe you. This is what you're going to get. Half and half on everything. This is what we do. This allows you to save money. This allows you to pay back debt if you have small amount of student loans. This allows you to build for your future. I've done it. I lived at home for undergrad, but when I moved out, I had a roommate. And I never had to worry about money with my roommate. We had similarities. We had differences. Who doesn't? But when it came time to pay bills, there was never a worry. Even when the paychecks fell differently, like let's say a bill was due, but your paycheck wasn't there yet. Like, hey, the bill is due today on Tuesday, but my paycheck doesn't hit to Thursday or Friday. We had a good enough relationship that if I said, well, no, I'm going to cover the bill because I got it and it's due right now, I would never have to question when I'm going to get my money back. I would never have to question it. And even if you are students living off campus together, if one student says, hey, I ran into some issues with my tuition or something like that, but I promise you I'll get it back to you, trust them on that. You know, watch their behavior, but trust them on that. I had a roommate. I was finishing school. He was still in school. He was working a lot. I was working a lot. But there was a time where either it was a financial aid situation or just, say, something happened with a car. You know, I get things, obstacles get in the way. But what I never had to do was go back and say, oh, man, do you have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? Because what I was able to do along the way was build a savings, build a nest egg. So that way, in the event that something happened to him or he couldn't cover his end, I'm not evicted. I still have my living situation, and he still has his. There were times where we just looked out for each other like that, where we were able to say, no, I got it this time because you covered it last time. When you have a good working roommate, it flows easier. But when you have a roommate who you don't know that well, have not have conversations about money to where you know that, hey, I can count on this person. Now you're affecting everything alongside your credit score, your credit card usage, your finances, to the point where you're putting yourself in jeopardy because they are unreliable and inconsistent. That's not what you want. That's not what you want. It's okay to have a roommate, but study their habits. If they always are telling you, oh, I don't have it, but they got new clothes, they got new gadgets, that's a red flag. So I need you to pay attention to that in college, after college. But when you have somebody who's trustworthy and reliable, you can get out of debt. You see what I'm saying? You can get out of debt with a good roommate. A good roommate will help you get out of debt. That's the big thing, keeping your debt low. So if you got things to pay off or pay back and you have a working roommate, that works to your advantage. But if you have one that you don't know how they're going to spend money or save money or establish money day to day, you might want to have a conversation with them or be in the process of looking for a new roommate or living solo. But don't run from roommates. Just evaluate them. Having a roommate helped me in the beginning, so that way when I became solo, it was a lot easier, a lot smoother transition. Okay? But at no point in time did I ever feel like having a roommate was going to jeopardize my life, because I knew him. I knew what he was serious about. I knew I could count on him. And he knew he could count on me. So when that happens, you're good. When that doesn't happen, watch out. So I hope this quick tip helps you, whether you are in college right now, whether you're graduating, whether you're trying to figure out how to build from here, how to turn it around, how to pay off things. You can pay off things a lot easier when you're only paying half of stuff, but make sure you have somebody who is taking care of their half. All right. Hope that tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.